I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Love, exciting and new. Come aboard, we're expecting you.
Women always figure every man comes along wants them.
Love and marriage, love and marriage. They go together like a horse and carriage.
Don't say it's a fine morning or I'll shoot you.
You must think I was born yesterday.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Good morning. It's Saturday, March 23rd, and we are live here at the 590 The Fan Studios. Matt Grover keeping us going on all the button pushing and, you know, making us sound good. And hi, Gordon.
Hi, honey. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. It seems to be one of those, I don't know, stars sometimes don't align.
You ever have those
right?
Weeks where just everything piles up on you?
Yes.
And people pile up on you?
Yes.
And it's just like when it rains, it pours. Yeah, you know, it just
pours people. Yeah. Pours bad. Gosh, what is that
but
when that happens?
It can turn around and be good, just as good as it was bad. So,
well, I need everybody to quit picking on me.
Quit picking on Kelly, everybody. Good morning. Hey, it's going to be up in the 60s today, and I'm sure most people are going to be out doing yard work and getting things done because it's going to rain tomorrow. So
you are now the new weatherman.
I am the new weatherman.
What is the forecast for tomorrow?
Forecast, slight chance of rain. Actually, we're going to be seeing rain come in here from the west at about 9 o'clock tonight.
You know, we are not allowed to have any more rain. We don't need any more flooding.
That's
we do not
true.
Want to take canoes to the wedding.
No, we are kind of like we're
a little nervous.
We're on the verge, yeah, if it could possibly flood
Don't
where we are.
Stop it. We're not supposed to talk about things. We're putting in the universe. 22 days, and we have to hope. It's nothing big. You know, it's a small dinner, but where it's at, we could possibly have to take canoes to get in.
Canoe.
That's not going to be fun. Big shout out and a big thank you to Tanya Page with Page Law. She is there for you when family matters most all the time. But when something happens within the family, whether it be divorce or grandparents or kids or something going on, she is the woman for you. She's a fierce advocate on your side. Family law and divorce are her specialty and what she can take care of you, no matter what situation you're in with family, right?
That's right.
I can't think of anything. It's one of those days. I need her right now.
Well, you know what? Anything
I need
happen,
her.
Like you said, anything can happen at any time. I mean,
yeah.
You know, God forbid you wake up the next morning and somebody in the family has passed. And then the children need somewhere to go, and they don't know, you know.
Yeah,
and
anything.
And it doesn't mean just because, let's say the daughter passes away, and the mom and dad, the grandparents, you know, you would think they would get custody, but that's not necessarily true.
Right.
And laws come into effect, and the next thing you know, you know.
Even though there's things put into place.
Yeah, you need that person on your side, which would be Tanya Page.
So 24 hours a day, you'd have the cell phone, email, be able to contact her, tanya@pagelaw.com, if you'd like to email her. You can go to pagelaw.com, or you can give a phone call, 314-322-8515, 314-322-8515. All right, so we're getting going here. Hopefully we don't need her after 22 days.
Hopefully we don't need her at all.
Ever, right? For anything. So the coolest thing. So Gordon puts on the TV, of course, we're going to Rome. How cool is that? So he puts this thing, well, I guess because if you have a smart TV and you have apps on it, like where you can watch YouTube or Hulu or thing, there's an Earth, world, what is it, Earth World Cam?
Yes.
It's the coolest thing. It's creepy, though, because when you click on this app, of course, your TV's big if you, you know, have a wall mount or, you know, larger TV, and you can, like, go anywhere in the world. And you know how we're, like, big brothers all around? I mean, you pull up the stoplights or you're someplace and you see cameras, you know, hanging on the lampposts or whatever it is. Our world is completely under surveillance, and you can see it on your own TV. We were watching, what, New York?
We were watching Fifth Avenue in New York for a while. Cameras were panning around, which is creepiest because, you know, Big Brother is watching. So they could be watching.
We could see everybody talking. We saw three guys running, jumping over this, like, barricade fence. And you're wondering, is someone chasing them? Did they steal something?
He was running.
And then you see people going up. I mean, they could, like, just start making out. Things could be happening right there. We're in New Orleans, too.
New Orleans. And there was another one in, where were they?
It showed the world, the office.
Dublin, Ireland for St.
Yes.
Paddy's Day. Yeah, Dublin, Ireland.
And that was some stumbling around. You could see, they'd show you where the world, I guess, cam office is, you know, and they showed that. And you think, there's people in there that are just watching these cameras or just watching what people do.
Yeah. I mean, it's scary.
You can't quit watching it because it's like, it's talk about reality TV. There's nothing about that was fake.
And speaking of TV, we're TV shopping right now, and it gets really confusing because you think, so I can buy this one TV. I can buy a 65-inch TV with Roku and everything, and then you can get it for $497. Versus another TV that's just almost identical to it, and it's like $1,700. So
is that the name brand? Pixels?
I have gotten so out of the loop with technology as far as television.
Yeah,
so,
would you spend a whole lot more? Maybe the picture's super, super clear, like you're in it.
So tell us, what is the best TV for the money? That's what we want to know, 65 or 75, 70 inch for the money.
For the money.
Yeah.
We don't want to spend the other money.
We don't spend any money.
Can we get it for free?
We want the best for less.
Exactly.
That's what we want.
Okay, so speaking of the best, well, no, that was not a good segue into the best is for less, because I'm not so sure it's the best.
What are you talking about?
Walmart.
Okay.
Why is it every time I go there, it's like your Quick Trip? And I don't know if Grover, I haven't read any latest Quick Trip experiences, but my Walmart experience yesterday. So I go in and I'm in love with chalk paint. If you've not tried chalk paint, you're missing out. Greatest invention ever. I painted the mantle. Gordon always paints all the time. He even has paint clothes. Do you have paint clothes? Do you have clothes if you work in the yard, or clothes if you... Gordon has clothes for such a...
I don't want to mess up my good clothes, so I actually have clothes that have paint all over them. So those are the clothes I wear when I paint.
He has paint clothes, yard clothes. He's got the outfits that he wears. So he comes upstairs all spunky in his little paint clothes. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, what are you doing? I go, I got this. I'm doing this. So I got to paint the mantle. I did not have to... prime it, nothing. And when I say I had to put three coats, that's like, oh, three coats. But I should get money for selling chalk paint right now. Three coats. It dries so fast. It's not like you have to wait hours, you know, and do another coat or a bubble up. I literally, by the time I finished the coat, I could go back to where I started and do another coat. I did three coats, and then you take wax. It's right by the chalk paint, and you rub it on like you're waxing a car, or you can use a brush. Actually, I use the little wax cloth.
Home Tips by Kelly.
I know. Brought to you by Style Realty Team. But seriously, I went on too long about it because that's not even why what I'm talking about.
I know. Well, you went from how much you spent at Walmart.
Totally got so excited about chalk paint. If you want to try a project, something small, get a little. It's $19.
Totally
little can.
I know what you're talking about.
And try chalk paint. But that was not my story. I got a little off the tangent with my excitement. So I'm checking out. When I went in, I went way out of the way. I go to check out to buy my chalk paint, right? And the girl says, "Hey, have you used it?" And I said, "Yes." And of course, went into a long spiel of how I mean, just like I did to you guys right now, about how great chalk paint. She goes, "My mom thinks so too." She said, "Finally, my mom decided to buy some chalk paint to fix the wall." Yeah. They had a picture hanging in the kitchen It had a little sign over it. Don't mess with mama. This picture's here to remind us. Picture is hanging over a hole in the wall. She says, my mom got really mad and punched a hole in the wall. And I'm like, wow, really? Now I'm checking out, by the way. I don't know this girl. She's telling me how her mom punched a hole in the wall. And I'm like, boy, you don't want to mess with mama. Good thing it wasn't someone going through the wall. And she says, oh, no, she's done that, too. There's another mark in the kitchen where someone went through the wall. I'm like, wow, I didn't know if I should laugh or hug her and take her home with me and protect her. Has your mom's ever put anybody through the wall or put a hole in the wall? My mom's throwing a pot in her pan.
Smiling.
My mom's throwing a pot, a pan or two at my brother. I'm sure of it.
All right. She's never thrown a pot or pan, but this is my mom. She's this crazy Italian lady. And she lives in like
crazy Italian ladies.
She was like in this little retirement community, and popped up on my Facebook timeline. I didn't share it, but this was, I guess, from last year. So I walked by one of her neighbor's houses, and she's like, oh, that's, I don't know her name. What's this? Louise. Yeah, she just came back. She had a broken hip, and I'm like, oh, that sucks. I hope she's okay. She's like, don't feel sorry for her. I put a curse on her. And like, she legitimately thinks she put some curse on her. I don't know. I don't cross my
crazy
mom.
Crazy women out there.
Just a bit.
My mom was one of those back in her young days. If my brother would get her, things could go from, if she couldn't reach you, then whatever was in her hand was going to.
Those are the people that they create reality shows around.
Well, I have to admit, I did, when Casey was like 13 or 14, that teenage year, you know, where they're just, she's never grown out of it, but when they're really sassy and bad, she sassed off like no other. It was so shocking, and the remote control was in my hand, and she was so bad. I just like threw it, and I missed her, but I had another one in my hand. She laughed at me, you know, like psycho mom kind of laugh, you know? So I threw the other one that hit her. She's like, you're crazy,
you're
mom.
Laughing about it. Here you go. You just were like totally taken back by the woman who threw somebody through the wall, her kids,
that's right.
And you're laughing about hitting
Casey. She laughed. She thought I was funny.
See, I thought you were going to talk about how you can go to Walmart, spend $187, and I come home and go, so what'd you get? Because I don't see anything here.
And I put a ton of stuff back.
And I looked at the receipt, and it's funny how vegetables are more expensive than the stuff that's bad for you.
So oh my gosh.
I started all the vegetables were like $6, $7, $5.99, $4.99. I'm like,
it's ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like Hostess cupcakes, $2.99.
if you buy food that has without the fillers and the bad ingredients, it's much more expensive than the one. Additives apparently are very inexpensive. You can put all you want in those.
And addictive.
And so, extremely.
And that's the key right there. They don't want you to buy the healthy stuff because it's too expensive. So they make it more expensive so you don't buy it because it's not addicting. Cauliflower is not addicting. You don't sit there and go, oh my gosh, I'm craving cauliflower. I gotta have some.
You don't do that.
Or, you know,
I bet some people
but
do.
But you crave
maybe
chocolate, and you crave all those things that have all those, you know, addictive ingredients in it. So that's it. It's a conspiracy.
They are putting something. They put something in ice cream for you.
They do. It's called sugar. I don't know what it is. See, it's so addictive.
Do you eat ice cream?
Once in a while.
Oh, gosh. I'm apparently missing out.
Ice cream is
Gordon doesn't
my
get a bowl of ice cream. Like, you know, you put maybe a scoop, two scoops,
right,
three scoops.
A half gallon is one serving.
Yeah.
He comes in with this huge, I mean, just monstrous bowl. He does that with cereal, too.
I'm sure
and
not
I'm
alone
like,
on this.
Oh, my gosh.
Cereals.
Is that? And he says, well, why not? He said, you know, I'm just going to go back in and fill it two or three times. So why go back in? Let's just go ahead and just get the whole side. That's what you call proportions. Wait a minute.
He's having trouble today.
It's just people have clogged my brain with things that are upsetting. So what is it called when you're supposed to eat in proportion, but you eat
in moderation?
Thank you. Gosh, it's going to be a long day. You're supposed to not have more than maybe three scoops because moderation. Having a half of a gallon or eating the entire box of cereal in one setting is not moderation.
No. I know. I don't believe in moderation. All out. Hey, by the way, Carmen Castanino says, Italian mom and dad, the entire house was paneled to cover up holes in the wall.
What is it with Italians?
I don't know. You're crazy people.
My mom's got that in her. I call my mom and Carl the Costanzas. they're
crazy.
My mom's listening right now going, oh my gosh, they're the type that they're in the car and they had the convertible the one time and Carl's talking and saying things. My mom's going, I can't hear you. Wait till we get to the light. And they sound like the Costanzas. And then they pull up to the light. And then he forgets what he was trying to tell her when she couldn't hear. So they just start all over again.
Yes, it is a big communication problem between them.
So, of course, if you're watching us on Facebook, we love that. And though you can see how crazy we are in here. And then, of course, 590 AM, always on the dial. 590thefan.com is the website. You can always click live and listen right on your computer. And then, of course, all the shows are archived, so you can go back if you're super bored and have nothing to do. You can listen to the podcast. You can even download them if you want to save them. And then, of course, you can put the 590 app on your phone. Take it anywhere. We always love when Michelle from Australia or some friends from, you know, around the country will say they're listening for, or like Debbie and Joe Jacobson, we're in Hawaii, we're listening on vacation.
And Debbie said, we have boats. We have plenty of boats for the wedding.
That's what everyone wants to do is come in by boat. they're talking about their farm, Westwind Farms, which is super cool. I mean, it's such a hunting, manly, but beautiful. Their farm.
Yeah, I love it. It is kind of a manly feel.
And it's not that far away.
No.
So it's cool.
It's going to be beautiful when everything blooms. I can't wait for everything to bloom.
As long as everything's underwater.
You know what's crazy about it? So it's like you look at the trees right now and they're completely bare. Then you see like little buds. And then you wake up the next day and it's like all the leaves
are half full. Well, with this weather and then if it rains, that just might happen.
Yeah.
So we've got to get out there now and step on it and get going on it. All right. So today's show, we have Samantha and Savannah who are going to be here with Adventure Tribe Retreats. Have you ever heard of that?
Not till this week, and it's
you're gonna find out all about
interesting.
It.
Interesting, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who doesn't love Wings of Hope?
I do.
I do too.
And everything they stand for.
Exactly. Well, we have Brett Heinrich. You know, Heinrich. I probably should have talked to him. Heinrich.
Yeah.
You don't say the H.
I don't think so. I might be wrong.
And Rich Rott.
Yep.
Brett is the president and CEO, and then Rich is the board member for the 2019 Gala Chair. So they're going to be with us today. And then we are going to meet Amy with World Outdoor Emporium.
That's an experience
to go through. And then, of course, Kathleen will be here with Matinee Chat, so we'll be finding out about the movie of the week and what's going on with her. So it's going to be a great show. And then we have our question of the day.
Yes, we do. We have famous birthdays, and we also have What's Rockin', and we also have...
Probably be on their edge of their sheet
for that. This day in history, but Kelly's got the question of the day. So what
is
the question of the day?
Which is brought to you by Club Fitness. Love Club Fitness. Check it out for yourself. If you're not a member there already, go to clubfitness.us. You can get a 3-day pass. You can go to any of the gyms and try them out. You know, you may go to one and try out the Pulse Room, which is St. Peter's. You may go to the O'Fallon, try out the Theater Room. They have something for everybody. And their tagline, I love that, it's Lift Local. And the cool thing about it, they're family owned. Right here in St. Louis, 24 gyms. Get ready. I think Maryland, not Maryland Heights. You know what? I should probably just go home. They're opening up the new one. Where Shafley Brewery is. What area is that?
Now you made my brain. Why is it when
Grover,
somebody asks
us.
You a question, your brain just like shuts down?
Well, he can't think of it either?
Well, I couldn't even remember our address the other day. The address, I actually had to ask Kelly. I go, you're going to think I'm crazy and you're going to think I'm just making this up, but I really don't remember.
But I think you are, so it's okay.
What, crazy?
We're driving here today. It was like we looked like we'd been drinking alcohol with all the zigzagging from me going, where are you going? Why are you going that way? Oh, then he'd whiz across the road. I'm like, you just passed it. Why are you not? Why didn't you turn?
So couples, let me ask you this. When you're riding in a car, do you each have your own special way of getting to the same place? So, you know, I'll have my way. I want to go this way. And Kelly goes, well, no, it's quicker to go that way. And we seem to always have that, no matter where we go. You think
but I was right. Now you
way.
Take that way. Go ahead. Give that smile. You do. You even tried to tell the Uber driver to go that way.
No, I'm just being...
And I had to look at him like, quit being a backseat driver. He has MapQuest on.
I'm just going by what the comedian said a couple weeks ago. You either can be right or you can be happy.
No. Nope.
I choose to be happy.
Right. Did you look it up, Matt? What is that area?
The Shafley Tap Room?
Maplewood.
Thank you.
I knew it was an M, and it wouldn't come to me. Isn't it there?
Yes, and speaking of that, Maplewood, why is it? You know the bridge that's down there off of Big Bend? That's the railroad tracks that go over, and it says Maplewood on the up
yes,
above it?
Yes, yes.
Why is it on one side, it's correct, but when you drive underneath and come back the other direction, Maplewood is spelt backwards? And I've never understood that. I know if you're looking in your mirror and you pass and you happen to look back in your mirror, it would be spelled correctly. But it's not. It's backwards. And I never understood
why
the Maplewood
just
sign
behind
is backwards.
It? Is it not going
no,
forward?
No, if you turn around and come back the other direction and look straight right. ahead, it is backwards. The M is to your right. It goes backwards.
That's
Maplewood.
Crazy.
It is crazy. And if anybody knows the answer to that, please tell me because it's been driving me crazy ever since I saw it.
Well, why don't we just give Maplewood a call and ask them?
Yeah, why doesn't somebody fix the sign? It's all on right. the railroad trestle that goes over the road, the highway, over Manchester.
So the question of the day, which I never did get to, what is something you enjoy doing that others may think it's work?
What? Say that again?
Because you weren't listening.
No, say that again.
It's on your paper.
I'm not looking at my paper.
What is something you enjoy doing that others may think it's work? You know, so we had some good answers, you know, actually on Facebook. I love when people answer the questions. Cleaning our pool, Ann said. Kathleen, photography. Trina, which a few people said that, cleaning. I used to love to clean. I would stay up for hours, and I like to organize, and I'm one of those weird cleaners. Like, if I find, okay, so I'm cleaning out my closet, and then I find something that, well, what's that doing in there? That should be in the closet. And then I go to take it to the closet, and then I'm undoing the closet and cleaning out the closet, and then I'm like, well, what is that doing in there? That should be in the kitchen. And then I take that to the kitchen, and then I'm cleaning out something where that went in the kitchen, and then I find my nail polish, takes me back to the bathroom, forgot all about the closet, and then we start all over again.
She was speaking of the chalk paint, she was actually in her office doing some work. She got up, she walked in, she took the chalk paint, started to do a little something with it. Next thing you know, she was not doing anything in the office anymore. She was painting.
But I do get all of those things done. I don't leave them undone. Just calls for a very long day because I keep taking one project to the next, and of course I need to finish it to move on.
Did you say what our friend Candace Coleman said?
Exercise.
That's because some people will be like just totally dreading it, and other people are just.
Some people.
You know what? But I think it's when you get into a regimen and you consistently do
habits.
It, the habit starts to take over and you start to really enjoy it. And then when you don't do it, you feel guilty and you feel like, I don't feel right today because I didn't get my workout.
I don't feel right today.
Yeah.
It feels so wrong. There was a couple working out, cooking. I would think that would be Gary Graffman drinking wine. That's working. Actually, it is. He owns a winery, so there you go. What else do we have? What would be yours, Grover, that some people would think is work, but it's not to you?
I don't know. I don't mind helping people move. I mean, that's just not necessarily doing free time, but if someone asks me to move that I know, I'm like, okay. And I can, I mean, usually you're hanging out. I know you got to do some heavy lifting at times, but there's almost always pizza and beer involved.
That's true. Why is it that everybody thinks if someone will help them move, that they'll get beer?
What I find interesting is all the ailments that happen when you ask people to help you move. Well,
my back's out.
My back's been out. And
I can't believe you would enjoy moving. That's really weird.
I've I don't mind it. I just, it's okay.
That's a horrible, horrible. I would like to sell our house, but the thought of moving, it's like, I told myself a long time ago when I made the last move, I would not move unless I could afford movers.
Right.
Or you do like Kathy and Steve with Experience Realty, and you
go
just,
on vacation.
And you go on vacation when it's when it's moving your office from one location to the next, you manage to go out of town. Oh, I love you guys. You guys are awesome.
You guys are a great team. Teamwork.
Teamwork. Thanks. We'll be back when you're all finished. So Diane, who's listening, who is actually, she's designing my dress. She likes to iron clothes. Linda said she liked to iron clothes too. I remember when I first got married the first time, I didn't know how to iron or cook or do anything because my mom was just so wonderful.
You didn't know how to iron?
And I thought it was so cool having this ironing board and iron. And I was like ironing the towels. I realized right away.
I'm not laughing at you because I've ironed towels.
You have?
Well.
Yeah. Just needed to do it. It was so fun. But no, I don't like to iron. I don't like to clean anymore.
Well, the towels that have the little bands on the ends, sometimes when you dry them, they like scrunch up.
And you would
so
fix
you iron
those?
Them to try and.
That's really weird. I don't like doing any of that stuff anymore. Maybe because I don't have time. I do like to organize, though. And then Deborah, she likes planting at the farm, Westwind Farms. And then she did answer Maplewood, too. We didn't get to see that. So good morning, Ann. She's all the way in Florida. She said she's excited for us. All right, we do have to get to a break because we've got guests out there that we've got to get onto the show. So we're going to meet the ladies from the Adventure Tribe Retreats right here on She Said, He Said at 590 The Fan. We'll be right back with more fun.
And I'm lost in a daydream.